It's estimated that more than 20,000 Maya immigrants call the D.C. region home, according to the International Mayan League, a D.C.-based organization that advocates for Maya people in the U.S. and internationally. WAMU's Dominique Maria Benesi brings us a story from Centerville, Virginia, one of the region's largest communities of Maya immigrants.
Elle, we're only using her Maya name, came to the U.S. from Guatemala in 2016. She's from the Maya Ishil Nation and works as an Ishil to Spanish translator in her community, including helping people get vaccinated.
I wanted to be an interpreter because I saw so many people in my community not being able to speak Spanish and losing job opportunities because of it. I wanted to be able to support them.
Her passion for languages started in Guatemala when she studied and volunteered to be a bilingual education teacher in Ishil in Spanish. There are an estimated 5,000 Ishil Nation members living in Centerville. There are 15,000 members of the Maya Mam Nation living in Arlington, and roughly 5,000 Mam in Langley Park, Prince George's County. I met Elle and five other Maya Ishil interpreters at a vaccination clinic outside the Centerville Labor Resource Center. Interpreters also help those in the Ishil community access services like food assistance and enrolling their kids in school. Juanita Cabrera Lopez is the director of the Mayan League and a member of the Maya Mam Nation. The League began counting the number of Mam immigrants in the D.C. region during the pandemic to help address the lack of visibility in this community.
There was a lot of fear and confusion in the Maya community that we work with because we didn't have information in our Maya languages.
Indigenous immigrants are often assumed to be part of the Latino community, but many don't speak Spanish. Instead, they speak indigenous languages such as Ishil, Quechi, and Mam. This makes the Maya even more marginalized than other immigrant populations. And that's not all. According to Ernesto Castañeda, a sociology professor at American University, WAMU's license holder,
we see a lot of discrimination within the larger Latino community. It results that the indigenous immigrants, the ones with the worst housing, the ones with the worst jobs, the ones with the weakest support networks.
Indigenous immigrants began coming to the U.S. from Guatemala in the late 1970s due to the civil war there. More recently, Maya Ishil immigrants have been fleeing the country due to development-induced displacement, poverty, and gang violence. The U.S. Census doesn't currently include categories for specific indigenous groups. And without knowing how many indigenous people or what languages are spoken, it's difficult for local governments to serve those communities. Fairfax County, for example, currently translates government websites and information into seven languages, including Spanish, Korean, and Arabic. But for less common languages like Ishil, residents have to request specific translation services. And that can be a hurdle. Isabel, whose last name we're also not using, came to the U.S. in 2017 from Guatemala, faced a lot of difficulty enrolling her kids in school. Here she is speaking Ishil. Isabel says she didn't know how the school system worked, and no one in the school spoke Ishil. When her son first started school and needed to use the restroom, he didn't know how to ask. He had a hard time getting adjusted, she says. Fairfax County is currently working on a plan to collect more data to determine if the county should include translation of Mayan Ishil or other indigenous languages. I sit in Elle's living room as she arrived home from working her 11-hour shift at a grocery store.
I work long hours at the store because I want to make more money. I need to be able to provide for my family in Guatemala and here as well.
But she says she'd also like to study English and work at a local high school to help Maya students learn Spanish.
My heart is really with those students and their need to learn Spanish and English. I'd like to be able to help pass on my advice to them and support them.
For now, the Mayan League continues to support interpreters like Elle in breaking down those language barriers. For WAMU, I'm Dominique Maria Benesi.